If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
Oh, snap. We got Heineken live in full effect.
ESSO, everyone sees sounds official.
We
finally
fumbled
made
one.
It here.
Well, Heineken's been here.
I'm about to say, Heineken, don't act like you ain't been here before. You
I
know.
Think third or fourth time.
What probably, they got to do with me?
I know, but here. He know that he should have jumped in when we did our intros.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to act. Y'all had a whole drop, too, and everything. But no, but honestly, you guys together on Bag Fuel, we want to make sure that we say congratulations on that.
Yes. Yeah.
We know it's not easy.
Although they had us under the basement, you know, he was trying to JFK us.
I heard you guys talking about the team that you have and how people think you have this huge team. And I know the feeling, but it's really like we do everything ourselves.
Yeah, it's all of us. Me, him, and Space Ghost, who's sitting right over there. He does everything.
So it's three of y'all.
That's for the most part, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people see things and they think, oh, it's a whole production. There's this, there's that. We have a booker. We have that. But a lot of times it's not like that. We do everything ourselves. Yeah, well, no, that's not true.
We have a lot of help.
Liam, Dan, Anthony.
Yeah. You got like the whole planet working for you right
here. Yeah, relax. Angela.
We lit. No,
happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, it's Angela's birthday.
Big boss Yee.
And I want to say thank you because years ago, you and Kim Osorio tried to cut me a check with Russell Simmons and it never materialized because he was cheap. But, you know, hindsight's 2020, so it worked out well because the shit he going through.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people are going through some things right now. Is there anything you guys want to tell us before we
end? No, I'm very everything in 2021. Fuck that shit.
I don't do that. You do whatever you want.
But, you know, because we've known each other for a long time. I've been watching you grow in your space. And SO, we've been watching both of you.
Thank you.
Just really blossom. I mean, it's been, how long have you been doing this? Like 20 years?
Yeah, give or take.
Damn, that's a long time, bro.
You know,
it goes. How long has it been? Has it been like.
We've known each other 16 years, so about 17, give or take.
I'm blessed and fortunate.
I told him he jumped the line.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I don't think so, though. But
yes, you did, nigga.
I do not agree with that.
And for everybody listening, you guys have your podcast, your show, Bag Fuel, but how did you guys link up with each other?
My brother works with Bryson Tiller, and he invited me to a Bryson Tiller concert.
Mm-hmm.
And, he, you know, Clue and Esso are friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, when I seen Clue, he was with him. I was like, yo, we're trying to get DJ Clue up on the show. This is 50. And I already knew if Esso's with him, he's the person to talk to. It just makes sense. Like, if I saw you and Jasmine, I would know. Let me speak to Jasmine. If I didn't know who she was, she's our own entity, of course.
Right.
And boom, that's the, you know, the start of the interaction.
That's how we met. It was quick. And Clue don't like to be on camera, which most people
he
know.
Doesn't?
Mm-mm.
So I never knew that.
He took me. It took me 9 months to get him to do that one show.
Oh wow!
And that's how we built, because
Clue has a lot of great stories too.
Yeah, he's told some of them, but
I'm gonna get him on lip service. No, I'm kidding.
You need to.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He don't tell him though. He'll tell him, and then you know. And then I just communicated with him. Was like, yo, you know, he don't really do this shit, but I'm gonna get him to do it. Blah, blah, blah. And it took me 9 months, but I got him to come to the radio station. They came and did it. And then people knew him at the radio station. So I didn't know nothing about none of this online, this podcast. I didn't know shit. So I'm like, how the fuck do they know this nigga?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What is he doing that y'all know him? And then they would fill me in on it. And I approached him about managing him at first, because that's what I do. I'm a man. Well, that's what I used to do. I was a manager. So I said, why don't you let me manage you? But I said, you need to get your own show, so I could do this, like this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we built, and I went and did a podcast because me and Clue was launching the Clue Lace and all that. And he called me. He said, yo, when you come out the podcast, tell me what you think about it. And I was like, as soon as I came out, I said, yo, this is the first shit I like since basketball. I killed that shit. That shit was wild, son. Like, yo, I could talk my shit. I could drink. I could smoke. I could do whatever the fuck I want to do. And he was like, yo, do a show with me. And
that's
how it happened.
No, I was, you know, listening to the conversations we would have. And I'm like, if we put this on camera, it's going to work. Because I've been around talented people my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew how to identify talent. I'm like, yo, you're in the top 10 percentile already. He said, what are you talking about? You know Angela Yee. You know this person. You know that person. I'm like, yo, bro, trust me. You're better than 90% of the people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All we're going to do is do this with you. I'm going to weaponize what you do, and it's going to go. And he's like, nobody's going to fuck with us. Nobody's going to repost us. I said, if they're reposting me and I'm an animal, they're going to repost you. Trust me.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we're here on lip service.
So you did skip the line.
I told him.
Nah, I put in mad work, though.
It was in a different field of work, though.
I put in, but even with this field, when people would tell me stuff, I would go home and think about it and figure out, what am I going to do? What am I going to bring to the space? If people not making money here, where am I going to make this money? Because I really like to do this shit. But I'm making a ton of money over here. I'm making no money here. What can I do? So I started thinking about voiceovers and different things like that. And I started modeling people's clothes. And I just started bringing the music business to what this shit wasn't doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim Jones was one of the biggest supporters of me. And he would just call me and bring me down. He'd be like, yo, you in between like a YouTuber and the rapper. Nobody's like you. Maximize what the fuck you got and figure it out.
Right.
Because you are the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then it would just go from there, and then we would brainstorm, and we would just try to do different things to make money, sell merch, figure out what's going to make us more money on the YouTube. I started to host different things, and then we do different shows, and it just, you know, it just catapulted.
Yeah, no, I think it's important for people to understand that story, because a lot of people are trying to get into this space, but they don't understand the work that happens behind the scenes, because you both have a lot of work that's been, you know, put in behind the scenes, even before starting this, where you guys came together.
Yeah.
I mean, but on the internet world, you got to reintroduce yourself every 3 years if you're not making consistent impact. That doesn't apply for y'all ladies because of the machine you have. So when we got on different platforms, people thought we came out of nowhere.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, hold on, he's been doing this. Because when y'all would shout me out on the Breakfast Club, they're like, why are they shouting him out? And they're like, hold up. Oh, he got all of this in the resume. Then when they find out that Esso worked with Beyonce and worked with Mai, they're like, hold on. Mm-hmm. Wait. Let's bring this back. I'm confused.
Yeah, because I never wanted to tell people about that stuff. I didn't want them to look at me as somebody who managed and worked with these people because that's not what I was bringing to this space. I wanted them to fuck with me to fuck with me. And I told them, I said, that shit gonna date me. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, you worked on Destiny Fulfilled and you managed Rock Wilder when they was hot. Okay, so that's 2009, 2010.
Yeah, but that's good. I think people care so much more nowadays about history too. And yeah, because it gives you like more of the angle that you come from, like more knowledgeable.
But I was doing relationship shows first. I wasn't doing these shows. I was doing relationship shows. That's how I met Gigi. Yeah. I was doing relationship shows. Niggas was like, you the next Kevin Samuels. And I would be yo, Heineken, I hate doing this shit. I would go
home. What made you decide to do that then, if you hated it?
I wasn't going to do it.
No, here's what happened.
I want to know.
I'm going to tell you what happened. That's all right. I told him, I'm going to help you skip the line. You don't got to do certain things. But Esso's like, I'm going to go do all these little shows.
See, Jasmine?
And I'm just fucking with you when I said that.
So it'd be dudes with 20 followers, 3 subscribers. He's like, we're going to go these dingy places. I said, bro, you with me?
He wouldn't go. He would be like, I'm not.
So you would go by yourself? Mm-hmm. So I love that.
I'm like,
I would do Zooms with him. Yeah. Whatever the fuck you want to do. If you think I'm lit enough that you want to talk to me, I'm with it.
I said, you with me, though. You skip the line. Trust me. I'll show you what to do. So one day he hits me. He's like, I got to go do this show. I'm like, okay, what show is it? Some girl. She's something about a
harassing
call time. Whatever, right? So I was like, what's the name of the show? He's like, I don't know. He sent me the page. I looked. I said, you motherfucker. I said, you never looked at this. He's like, no.
He didn't even look at it. He's going to show up.
I don't watch content.
No. He dismissed the show for another reason. We're not going to say here.
I'm not. Yeah, you Man, can't, we say can't say why.
We'll say off camera.
Oh, but my God.
No, we're not going to say off camera.
But I called him. I said no, because it would ban the show. But I said, you did this because of this situation, right? He's like, I know you ain't look at this show. I said, you make me go to these stupid shows and with these 20 followers and you never looked? That's the motherfucker you supposed to do.
And I didn't invite him. I invite him to all the shit, right? I was like, yo, I'm not going to invite this nigga to shit no more.
Because
he keeps saying, he still would come, but he would give me so much problems.
He thought he was too good.
Yo, he was giving me problems. Like, yo, I shouldn't even be coming. And I would be like, yo, bro, listen, I don't know this shit. I'm starting all over. And you need me to practice.
Right.
You need me to get confident enough.
So you ain't need none of that shit. Good.
It took me a year and some change to just get used to the camera being on. The first time that I actually was cool with it, we went viral like 3 times. And I was like, oh, shit, I could do this shit. But it took me time to practice.
Yeah.
So when they telling me about the show, I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, I don't know why they talking to me crazy, talking about they going to send me a call time and they got a stylist and all this other wild
shit.
Why is
that talking to you crazy?
I'm like, this shit is some stupid shit. So he's like, yo, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yo, send it to me. So he researched this shit, and then he called me, and he was like, no, you going to this shit. Because I almost vetoed the shit.
Wow.
It's the one that me and you met on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What show was that?
Nah, chill. Chill.
Why can't we know? I said it already, but ain't nobody hear me. What?
You say it don't matter.
Ate at the table. Yep, ate at the table. Yeah.
So I didn't know nothing about it. And then it was relationship shit, and I'm like, nah, I got a big ass mouth. My wife got problems with the way I talk, period. Anyway,
right.
This shit.
How do you balance that too? Like being married, but then also having.
It balances itself. You don't balance it. It balances itself.
She probably listen to some shit and be like,
oh my God, when I first got on that show, because I didn't know. I mean, but that's another thing. So we did the show, right? We did the show and shit, and he came with me and I burnt it down. So I didn't know that they was paying. Mm-hmm. So when you're a cast member, so the next time I came, they asked me to come the next week and then they paid me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, paying for? What the fuck am I getting paid for? And I started saying, at first time I said, yo, I don't want to take the money, bro. Like, I'm not like.
You didn't want to take it.
Yeah, because I'm like,
you're
I'm
just
cool
crazy.
Because
he don't turn down no money.
I told him that, but it wasn't like a whole lot of money, but it was good money for me to just
to pay for your time.
I'm
going to
go talk and pay
free.
For my time. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I started taking the money and I started saying, oh, shit, nigga, get paid for this shit. And people started, I would go viral from they shit. And then niggas would be like, yo, come over here.
come over here, come over there. Then I leave there, and I'm like, yo, hon, these niggas just monetizing. What's up with this YouTube shit? I didn't know shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they monetizing. I said, I got to charge niggas to be on their show. If they monetizing off me and they booking me on purpose, and they was like, ah, you, we don't do that in this space. And I was like, well, I'm in this motherfucker now. And that's what the fuck I'm going to do.
Right.
Because niggas ain't going to run around and keep making money off me. Now, of course, if I'm doing something like this, nah, you know, this is bigger than me. This is going to be something that I fucking need. Cool. But if I'm giving you something and you're going to turn around and make money off of it, I'm sitting at home like, oh, Heineken, we need to be making
some
fucking money.
You know, it's hard
money
on YouTube to monetize anything where you're talking about like sex and stuff like that.
Because
they do have, they make it harder
the algorithm.
To monetize that.
Okay.
I will say that. Like, I've been trying to figure that out and it's not.
So you be getting them yellow dollar signs is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I hate them motherfuckers.
Hate them.
I
hate the yellow. Oh, God, when I see the yellow, I say, yo, call, send a request in.
I'll be like,
do
nigga, I sent
nigga
that shit yesterday, bro. Yeah. Wait, and I'll be going in there, changing the titles, make it more woman friendly, more feminist
I just try
friendly
to do what we do. YouTube is not really the way that we're going to ever.
Are women on YouTube?
I must say this. I look at stuff because I have to for work. I don't know if I would be as much if I didn't
have to. It's male dominated.
But I do feel like guys love watching.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
YouTube, I feel like, is a man's space for some reason.
Really? It's about 75%.
Yes.
I would say a lot of guys I know be watching all them YouTube videos and interviews and conspiracies and people going at each other. And I want to talk about some of these things because 2024 just started.
Right.
Oh, it's up already.
It's up already.
I love
all right, Cat Williams did that interview on Club Shay Shay.
Fuck you, Peace.
What about the dude that jumped over and tried to attack the judge?
That was wild.
You know, I mean, a lot has happened. Now I want to ask
you about. He looked like a flying squirrel jumping over that damn.
I
want to talk about standing on business, okay?
Of course.
Because Cat Williams talked about a whole lot of people, and I see everybody responding to different things. And so I just want to know what you guys think about, like, just being completely honest like that about everything that happened, even if it could be something that's offensive to other people or...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I saw a quote from Cat Williams. I recorded it. I don't want to play it here for copyright purposes, but he's like, when you're a winner, you cannot allow losers to rewrite history. And that struck a big chord with me. You know, a person who's been, you know, your name has been slandered a few times in this thing. I know you have to address these things. And you're like, no. So whatever happened on Shannon Sharpe's show where people slandered his name, he's like, all right, I'm gonna come
in for blood.
I'm about to light this shit up.
Yeah.
And as a savage, I appreciate that. You can't allow these animals to rewrite history.
Right. I loved it.
I'm gonna say this. Sometimes it's hard because people will lie and say things, and then the more that you respond to it, the more people think you're lying for responding to lies. Yep. That's what I find. Like
when we got lied on. Yeah. When niggas claim that we left they show and they stopped calling us and made up all of these fucking lies. And I told them niggas, I said, yo, I told Ghost, and Ghost is sitting right there. I said, while niggas is lying on us, do not respond to none of this stupid shit. I said, we just gonna keep our heads down and we just gonna work. And I understand. And Ghost went on one show and it didn't work out right. And I said, he went on one show and I waited and I called his ass. I said, yo, bro, you gonna stop going on shows now, right? Because you're not gonna win this battle. You gonna win this battle by working and showing people and showing proving so they can see what's really going on.
But it's so hard sometimes. Like, when you know people are not telling the truth and you're like, man, you said that these things were factually incorrect that never happened.
I mean,
and I know it's not true.
Angela. Fuck that. Like, you can't control that. The people that's going to listen, the people that believe that shit is the motherfuckers wanna that want to believe it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all it is. When people read comments and do all that wild shit, like, niggas say wild shit. They talk about my stuttering. They talk about my pocket watch. They talk about all the shit. I'll be like, yo, when he would call me, I would be like, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. These is doodoo head 90% niggas who don't even do nothing.
I did tell Jasmine, I was like, don't read comments. Mm-hmm. I did say
I've seen that.
I stopped a long time ago.
Yeah. I was like, don't even bother reading the comments. Like, because a lot of it is not going to be anything that's like constructive criticism or people that want to be helpful.
Right.
A lot of times people
they just talking shit.
They want to say some crazy shit. People you'll never see in real life. So
I've never seen none of these people either in real life. Like, all the people that be
some
talking shit.
You probably have. You don't
some
know.
Of them
they
be
probably ask for a picture.
They don't be, they say
talk shit online and then they see
the
person and be like, oh my God, you're my favorite.
One of the biggest websites. You still don't be running into fans?
I hate that.
Not so nobody has an issue. I mean, more celebrities have issues than regular
people. You know what I think makes you feel more comfortable, though, when you know yourself and the people around you know you.
Yeah.
And that's really important, like, to live in real life. Mm-hmm. Because there's times when you say things or something can happen and the people that know you are like,
definitely,
we know what it is.
Hurt.
I was there.
Yeah.
We know that's not true. And people who don't know you can say anything about you, but they don't know you. So, like, it's regular shit.
So they don't matter. That's, that'd be kind of my whole point.
Yeah, but it could be tough sometimes. Like, it could be tough, you know.
Why?
Sometimes,
why is it tough?
I don't know. It's just like sometimes you just don't want to hear a bunch of negative shit about yourself, whether it's true or false. You're like, God damn, would y'all leave me alone?
But
like,
Jasmine, they don't fucking know you.
Yeah, I get it.
They don't know one thing about you.
You know what's
at
the worst?
All.
When people who care about you see some shit and they be
that's
mad.
The worst.
That's the worst
that's
part.
That's tough.
Yeah. When you like, I don't care, but I know.
They tight.
Yeah, this
a nigga
person's
got beat
mad.
Up
your best
of
friend
that
gonna be in them comments.
Yeah, oh, you know, right?
Don't do that.
No, seriously. The nigga got beat up because of that, because of me. Nigga was talking about me. Nigga was like, do not talk about that nigga. Word him up. Right in Queens, drag the nigga across the street 5 in the morning.
Wow.
just for talking, he's like, yo, I couldn't take it because I know he's lying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm
telling him, I said, yo, I'm on YouTube or TV or whatever. You got to let that go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, please, if I can let it go.
You should be able to.
You got to let it go too. Yeah.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the tough part. When people who care about you and they be mad. Mm-hmm. And you like, true. Yeah. Oh, Heineken.
What?
Heineken. Are you okay?
I had a moment.
What was that moment about?
Yeah, somebody cared about you.
A lot of people care about me.
No, and they got mad. You said surprisingly.
Yeah.
I know, like, whoever you're with be mad when they see you with women. Heineken used to have all the ladies.
You hear this, ghost? You hear this shit, ghost? So you can't say shit to this nigga. It was no
like,
more,
I be so, I'm so laid back now. I'm like almost a monk now. I don't really be outside.
What made you stop?
Almost a monk.
Did he say almost a monk?
Yes, he did.
Like, I'm damn near a monk now. Before,
monk. Okay.
A monk. Yeah.
Oh, a monk. Okay.
I mean, all these accusations is dangerous. You know my
scary,
resume.
Scary.
I'm on footage asking famous women, let me grab your ass.
Yeah.
And they let me do it.
You can't do that no more.
Yeah, no
it's
more.
A different time.
Different time.
But you know, if that's called consent.
Yeah, that's why I asked them. Yeah.
If you ask.
But still, yeah.
And they say, okay. Then that, but you can't do that at all. Now you got to be like on your.
I'll be chill.
But they'll lie, like, oh, he was forcing me behind the camera.
Oh, no, it's on camera, nigga. They said yes, let him do it.
Has that happened to you? Have people really tried to come forward and be like,
I felt pressured?
We ain't got enough money yet.
And okay. We ain't got enough clout and
when
money.
We got enough money, they going to start.
That's why
lying
I still
more.
drive the hoopty. I don't drive the hoop. Who saw the.
Come on, bro. Chill. Yeah, okay. Bro.
Because one of your homegirls seen it.
Oh. Chill, bro.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
See, I told you.
Chill.
But now let's talk about this, right? You know, because in 2023, because Uncle Murder's wrap-up came out.
Salute to Murder.
Yeah, salute to my guy, Uncle Murder. Everybody was waiting to hear what he was going to say. He did three parts this year.
That's a lot.
That's a long fucking song, bro.
Yeah, that's a lot.
A lot happened this year.
Well, a lot did happen.
One thing that he talked about a lot while he was on the road with 50 Cent was Diddy. Okay.
How did I know Puffy was going to come up in this conversation?
I mean, part one.
Have y'all party with Diddy ever?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
So what was that experience like?
It was very short for me. The person that would know is this guy right here because they worked together for 2 years. So he could tell you what a P. Diddy party like.
What was a P. Diddy party like?
They was dope. They was exciting. They was wild.
Oh, that's how you want to answer the question on lip service?
His voice.
We got Jasmine Brand here. We got Gigi McGuire. And you want to
throw me now? A bus right
nigga,
now,
you like, sit it on camera. It's documented, bro.
I mean, people like people so crazy about Puffy. I had to take my picture down.
Our studio.
Yo, I had a painting made for Puffy a long time ago when he signed it and everything. Niggas online like, yo, he's in the background. And I called him. Because
he's in the back of Esso, so always the comment is take that Esso. Like, we gotta take this shit
that's
down.
Terrible. I'm mad they came at you like that. That's terrible.
You had fun at Diddy's parties?
Yeah, they was cool. Yeah. I mean, I've been going to. I used to
I've
throw
been to
parties.
A couple of parties.
I've been to a Diddy party.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't. I didn't stay that. It was New Year's Eve.
I was about to say. Yeah.
My shit was like all these parties. Yo, you got New Year's Eve parties.
Yeah,
right?
At his house.
Then you got birthday parties.
Right.
You got Art Basel parties. That's mm-hmm. on Star Island or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got different levels of these parties. I believe that the parties that these people are referring
more
to
elite.
Are house parties.
Yeah, more private.
Because there are parties that when me and, you know, even Clue, I can't lie, like me and Clue's best friend, we have landed in California and they'll tell you, we'll land and be like, yo, what's lit tonight?
Mm-hmm.
This is what's lit, but y'all don't want to go over there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they'll tell you don't go over there?
Yeah, nigga, no.
Thank
y'all
God.
Don't
people
want to go over there.
Yeah.
That's not your kind of party.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
can't,
that,
you know what I'm saying?
Does that make you want to go or not
want to
go?
Nah, nigga.
You know what's going on.
I need to see what the fuck
like,
happening.
No, like, you don't want to
like,
see.
And this girl knows because she's been in the business just as long as me, if not longer. So she's been to wild parties. I tell everybody... a puffy party is like that party from that movie. What's the movie? The Great Gatsby. Remember that big ass party where they said the party, the fucking bigger the party is, you can't see what everybody's doing, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's the perfect example. If somebody wants me to describe it, look at that Great Gatsby scene.
Okay.
That is a puffy party. You'll have girls swinging from the rafters. When you walk in, all the drinks is free. You're not paying for a goddamn
everybody
thing.
Having a good time. Mm. Have you ever felt uncomfortable?
Nah.
All right, I'm just asking.
Nah, I mean,
were you shocked
I got a
when, like, okay, I will say this. Were you shocked? Like, were you guys shocked when everything happened with the Cassie information came out?
Are you going to have to tell your Cassie story?
Come on, stop, bro. What are you talking about?
Come on, now's the time, nigga.
We want to hear it.
Yeah, tell us the
Cassie
story.
It's a good story. It's not a bad story.
I kind of discovered Cassie.
Okay.
So I found Cassie first, and I'll tell you, it's documented. Cause she
before told, Ryan Leslie?
Yes, nigga.
Okay.
Yes. Me and Rock Wilder had Cassie. Cassie was young. She was 16, right before she met Ryan. And I was working with Yummy, I was working with Sylvia Rowe, and I had Cassie. And my man David Lasseter bought her to me, and she was a print model and all that.
Right.
And I recognized then, I said, yo, you need to go home, because I know we was popping E, partying, drinking. It was already difficult to navigate Yummy, and Yummy was of age.
Right. So I'm remember Yummy.
And she's 16.
She's 16, so I sent Cassie home.
Right.
When I found out that Cassie was Cassie, because we called her Cassandra.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Little Cassandra. You know what I mean? So when I found out, Rock Wilder called me. He's like, yo, you need to sit down somewhere. I got something to tell you. And I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Because I'm waiting for Cassie to turn 18 to go back and get her.
You waited too late.
That was my plan.
Yeah.
So he said, yo, that Me and You record, that girl, that's Little Cassandra. And I'm like, no, it's not.
I like that record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what song I like that she did? That King of Hearts song?
How'd that go?
Okay.
What about the up-tempo record she had? She had an up-tempo, too.
I like
on the first
album. It was
album.
Like a dance song. Yeah. It came a little later.
She had a couple records. I mean, you know, it's a things get studied because you know the business, and you don't know what you're going to go through. See, that's the part I tried to protect her from.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But once you skip the line, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I knew what the potential was going on, because we partying harder than a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what's going on every day. I know niggas walking around with 2 and 3 bras. I know they are like, oh, he peed on Cassie. It's crazy. Niggas piss on bitches. That's what
regular
they do.
Shit.
What is it? It is. You've done that?
That's regular
nigga.
Shit.
Hand you've done that?
You know the type of
nobody's
regular
nobody's ever peed on
nobody's
me.
Nobody's ever
because you don't ask.
You ain't your
right. It
too.
Ain't the right moment.
So wait, women ask you or you ask them, can I pee on you?
Listen, when you're a style of nigga, a girl will be comfortable and she'll sit there and be like, because a girl don't want to get judged. She'll be like, yo, what's up? Or you go for it. It's either or.
I ain't talking about
judging. Where does it go? It happens in the shower?
It all depends. You get in the tub. Sometimes women have.
I'm so confused.
Yo, listen. Huh?
I mean,
yo. Has anybody ever peed on you in the shower? Yeah.
Come on, Gigi.
No, he asked.
I've seen you,
Ben.
Like, that shit looks immaculate for the fucking statue.
Has a girl ever peed on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
He knows the date.
I did pee on
one. I'm an equal opportunity employer. No, before I was married.
So what is it? I would like to know what is it? Is it like a?
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
She enjoyed it more. I did it for her because she enjoyed it. She was like, it was like a thing for her. It was like a rush for her. You know what I'm saying?
I think every girl has certain quirks that gets them all.
Yeah, like she was different. She wanted to master getting fucked in her ass. That was her thing too.
Okay.
She wanted to be able to do it doggy style. Mm-hmm. She wanted to sit on it. That was her thing that she wanted to do. So she was that type of girl person. You know,
like. Every girl, like I had a girl, like every 20 or 30 pumps, you got a kiss on the left side of her neck.
Huh.
That's pretty random.
I know that.
But
neck.
That's Heineken type of shit.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right. You got my stroke up?
Yeah.
300, 400.
All right, cool.
Stroke up. Oh, yeah, my heart rate was good.
Ten,
I knew how to breathe.
10 kisses.
Yeah.
10 kisses.
Yeah. You know, niggas be out of breath. They switch positions, pause. I can go straight now.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. That's
give you 200
I've never
pumps
heard
straight.
That before.
Yeah. Wow. That should condition me.
Wait. No. There's a lot to unpack in. That is a lot to unpack.
Then
now, Esther, did you enjoy getting peed on?
I said she enjoyed it more than
but
me.
But it was okay for you. Like,
it wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't nothing.
Where'd she pee on you at?
Like my lower body and shit. No, not my face and
shit. Is it like you're laying down and she squats over you?
We was laying down. No, it just, I mean, she squatted over me. Yeah.
Okay. And she faces you? She yeah, faced yeah, me. She okay. looked
at and me. Then what happens after that? You have sex in the pee?
Nah, she wasn't washed up. She was prepared. She had the fucking no. Mm-mm. She had the shit to cover the mattress.
The little plastic.
Oh,
mattress cover. Yeah, I got one of those in my bed because I'm a
When you with certain women, they about they ready too. Yeah.
The number one thing is about comfortability.
She got two bedrooms. You just go to the other bedroom with the other shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll deal with that in the morning type.
If you don't make her comfortable, she ain't gonna. It's just a waste of time.
What are your quirks? Because I guess guys have quirks too.
Me, I just like a woman with pretty feet. I like a woman that gives me a foot job. I caught one in front of the Barclays Center.
A foot job?
Yeah, like, they jerk the dick off with their feet.
Oh, they put their... Okay.
I caught one right in front of the
Barclays. So no calluses, nothing? Like, no
quirks. Nah. I've only...
You like nice feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've only dealt with one girl who... It was regular. And then
can you come that way from like a foot job?
If the friction's right, but if not, I'm just chilling.
Does she put lotion on her feet or just dry?
It depends.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
Not lotion, not dry foot rubs.
Gigi, have you ever given a foot job?
I have never given a foot job.
What are you doing? You're wasting great property.
I have high arches too. I got like
those. Oh, yeah. Nigga, you make so much money on OnlyFans. Yeah. You know how much money you make on OnlyFans?
I got those Soul Kate feet.
Good money, shorty.
Oh, I can't wear those.
Yeah, I was waiting for, what's that spot that they just reopened? Woodlands. We was waiting for our table.
Oh, yeah, I heard they just, in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they back. So we was waiting.
Somebody was just talking to me about that. They reopened Woodlands.
Yeah, so I was parked right by the Barclays. So, yo, whip your shit out. I whipped my beef out and she just did it.
What? In the car?
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Okay. It's like, this is what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, we
had a good job.
That table takes a long time. I'm like, you got to do something to pass the time.
Huh.
And she was with it.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Have you ever been with a girl that gave you head every day, every morning?
Every single day.
Have you? Mm-hmm. You have? Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that your request or her thing she liked to do?
Mine.
It was yours?
No, it was both.
It sounded real calm.
To me, that's not... Oh, I was about to say, he don't want that. I do.
Oh, no,
to me, when it's a sex thing like that, it's a mutual thing. It's mm-hmm. something that she wanted to do, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't because I demanded it. It was a mutual thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was
fortunate.
What's up?
I was blessed.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 4 years now.
4 years? Okay. And so does the sex, though, people always talk about like your sex life after you get married.
Does it waver?
Yeah. Does it like, are there times that you all have had dry spells where it's like.
Oh, yeah, but it's up and down. Like, that's the problem. It all depends on what type of woman that you're with. My wife works a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? So she enjoys making money. That's her thing. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy that, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. same.
Are you married?
I am not.
Are you married? No.
No.
That's the problem. That causes a big problem when you're married.
But you like to work, too, though.
What do you mean that causes a big problem?
Okay. I'm a manager by trade,
mm-hmm.
right? So mm-hmm. I manage myself.
Okay.
My time is, we do our shows, we work a lot, but we plan it, and it's planned. I got more free time than everybody else in this motherfucker. I probably got 25 yeah. days off a month.
Yeah, I got a full-time job.
You follow what I'm saying?
I've seen your schedule.
I do what I want to do.
I work my thing. She has other things where she moves around. She's of a bigger stature than me.
Okay.
Right? But where I'm at, everything that I do to make my money, it's all planned. I still get royalties from the music business, so I know every March and every September or October, right. mm-hmm. I'm going to get a nice size check, so I plan for that. We basically know what we're going to make off the YouTube. If we have this type of guest, if we don't have this type right. of guest, man, my shit is just building and planning. So I am home working, mm-hmm. but I'm not physically moving.
Okay, so how does this work with the sex life? Is it hard because she works a lot?
It's harder because she'd just be tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I used to do the Breakfast Club, I used to be like,
I don't know how you fucking told anybody when you used to be like,
I got to get up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And what is it about the money with
women?
You
be in bed like, let me think how much sleep I'm going to get if I stay up.
Because what people don't
count
they think,
to the minute.
See, they got to understand, you're talking about from 4 to 2 p.m. People just think you was going from 6 to 10. I remember... Mm-hmm. I came up to the studio. Y'all had to film 4 interviews in a row. And that was from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
My mind be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now I get up a little later. Congratulations. I love it.
But quick question to the ladies. Why the fuck when y'all start making money, why does that become a drug? And I'm asking this because when it was the men that was making the money, the number one thing that the women had a problem with was they didn't have no time.
Not enough time.
Mm-hmm. Now the women is doing it, and the time thing is cool now. Like, it's no fucking big deal.
Yeah, Why is that? Just a respect that I'm not here all the time.
Why is that? I don't get it.
And now, I don't mind a man going and making money. It does not bother me.
Because you're running around all the time.
Yeah, and you're just as busy. So it'd be different if you were staying at home.
I would tell my man, I'd be like, do what you got to do. Like, that
could not understand if a man is if he's into you, he want to be around you. He want to be around your essence. He want to have a level of intimacy and interaction with you.
What?
Yeah, all
There's
the time.
No way. I'm dropping all my shit. If I'm fucking with you and you making more fucking bread than me and you cool, and I'm like, yo, he'll have a problem.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'm going with her everywhere the fuck she going.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll just make sure I'm staying in Michigan.
She going here. Yeah. She going there. I'm going. If you don't want me to go, then
y'all
we don't
like
got
to,
the right
you don't
relationship.
You don't like to miss each other sometimes too, though?
We can miss each other, but that's calculated too.
You want to be up under her all the time.
No,
not all the time, okay. But you need to be able to spend quality time with your counterpart.
I think it's ideal mm-hmm. to be able to like go to bed at night together. Every night, wake up together. That's an ideal situation.
That's trash. It doesn't always happen. That's nothing.
What the fuck is that?
I get to lay in bed with you and wake up with you every day.
Not doing anything, but at least I see you every night. We know we're home.
What the fuck is that?
That is no interaction.
That's giving your man time to get fucked by other women.
Yo, we're roommates.
Real shit.
We're roommates.
That's it.
If I'm coming home to see
and
you,
and then we just sleep in the bed and watch TV, I can come home and see Gigi, and we're roommates and smoke a blunt and go to sleep. I'm saying that is the bare minimum.
Like maybe there's like 3 nights a week that we're both so busy and we
if
just
that's the bare
but
minimum.
We come back, but. There's 4 nights a week that we're going to dinner, doing whatever.
If you're working too hard that you can't jerk this dick, suck this dick,
give
or fuck this dick, something.
Pee on him.
You're working too much.
Mm-hmm.
One of these jobs got to go, boo.
Yeah.
Right?
I understand, nigga.
Or else, you know what a man gonna do? He just gonna get other pussy.
That's it.
And then you gonna be mad.
Yeah.
And then the man, because women got this thing that the man can be neglected too. Mm-hmm. That happens.
You feel like you've been neglected?
What?
Of course, mm-hmm. when you working, when you dealing with a woman that works a whole lot. But you can be neglected with a woman that puts her family first too.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's all different realms mm-hmm. of different things. It all depends on what you want. Now, I've been the person that had 20, 15, 8, 10 girls too. Mm-hmm. They don't tend to like that.
What you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
there's right.
no way you can give them all the attention.
You got right. you don't need all the attention because they're like you. They're traveling.
Yeah.
You don't need a lot of
remember
time.
Remember what you
from
said
me.
Earlier? Don't you want to do the miss you miss them?
Yeah. Yeah, you have plenty of time to miss me.
Wow.
You'll be loving me
now,
when you see me again.
I never said I don't need attention.
Oh,
but I do think that there's gonna be times that like you're not going to see each other for the weekend because
that's nothing.
And I think, but it feels so good when you get back together.
We ain't talking about a motherfucking weekend. We talking about
real time.
I'll never
wait for that long.
And we talk. How you long? Don't have to be away to not be there. Mm. You can still be here and be working.
Because what's great about my
in the moment, right?
you're not present.
Yeah.
What's great about my new job is that I could wake up, not as early. So now I could get up in the morning. I could.
So
do
your boyfriend
things,
gets head
things.
Every morning now.
No, but he
so you
will
got a boyfriend in there too.
He will get some coffee.
Is there a boyfriend in there?
In where?
Inside your crib when you're waking up in the morning.
Absolutely.
Every day. All right, because you don't never say nothing about your wife. Why are you slipping this?
Because she like a nigga. She protecting her relationship.
I have a man all the time.
No,
I
you
just
do
don't.
Not.
You don't think cap. I always say I have a man?
No, you do not.
Is that cap or nah, Gigi?
I mean, we all know.
Yeah, okay. We know.
No, no, that's different.
Yeah,
y'all in the circle.
Y'all
no, but
in
you
the
know,
circle.
I mean, but even on your radio show, you mention it.
No, yeah. You don't.
Okay. I hear it. Okay.
We definitely talk about it here.
Yeah. I listen to your show all the time because
but you know, Angie's good about
like
redirecting and asking.
That's true too.
Yeah. She's good at that.
Yeah,
you probably missed it.
You know what? I would say this. Like my personal dating life has been amazing, and I think that part of that is because like I do what I do. If you see us out, great. If you don't, I don't like hide it. But I don't post it.
Listen, yeah. Every nigga you've ever dealt with loves you differently. I remember one of your ex boyfriends came up to me and he's like, "Yo, thank you for what you did for my girl. You made her famous and all this other shit." And I'm like, "Oh, you with her?" He's like, "Yeah."
And she giggling. Oh.
And I was like, "She know who I'm talking about." I was like, "All right, cool." Every nigga showed you love, though.
Any guy I ever dated could never say that I was like an asshole. Because I am a good girlfriend. I know that. Like, I'm very supportive and
encouraging.
And you seem like a supportive person.
And I'm like that with my friends, too. So there might be.
Is she like that with y'all? Don't
she
lie.
Yeah. Oh,
don't lie.
If you ask me to do something and I could do it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. I agree.
Angela's definitely.
And some people will say I'm too nice. You know, there's definitely people who have taken advantage of that. But I also feel like I don't have a problem with that. I never want to be not nice because people have been shitty to me.
What time is it? He want to know.
Oh.
No, for her. She
got
to leave, not me.
Yeah. You good? She's good.
I got like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Perfect.
She got to leave, not me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How you know she told you?
I said it when we first started. I
early
the
before
time.
The mic.
I was just being considerate.
I appreciate you.
What made you decide to get married?
Well, me and my
that falls as hell.
Me and my wife was together for 8 years, for 7 years, and we was on a roller coaster ride. You know what I'm saying? So we had went to St. Lucia with my cousins and shit, and she was always talking about marriage and having this big grandioso ideas about marriage, but I come from, my parents are still married, they've been married for 49 years.
Nice.
So I'm one of the few people
that
come from that life, so yeah. I'd seen it firsthand, and both my parents were married prior, so I got twin sisters from my mother's prior marriage too. One of my sisters died, rest in peace, Tammy, you know
fabulous.
What I'm saying? So I seen it. So we had different ideas of what was supposed to be. So my cousins that was with me, they was married at that time for 20-something years because they got married when they was like 18 years old and they've been together. And they said they went to the Justice of the Peace and they had hot dogs and all that other type of shit and everything.
It
been
was regular.
Ever since.
Yeah.
So she was like, "Yo, why don't we get married?" I said, "Because we be having too much shit between us. We argue. We fight too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to like go through that. And we've been together for this long. But we're enduring the fucking roller coaster. Once you get married, shit get different. I'm cool." Mm-hmm. So she says, "Yo, if we good for this next year and we can maintain, are you cool with getting married?" And I say, "Yo, when we cross that bridge, if that happens, I'll do it." You know what I'm saying?
Best behavior for a year.
Yeah.
And that's why we went and got married. But even when you get married, when you've been with somebody for 7 or 8 years, things just change for some reason in women. Like,
oh,
men,
gosh, things change in men, too.
Yo, men, for me,
men stay the same.
For me,
how do you know?
I
know a lot of married people.
No,
I'm not married.
I always tell them that. But for me, right, I don't want nothing different. Yeah. If I'm with you, I'm with you for what I like right now.
Yeah.
If I want to go to the next level, Jasmine, we're going to go to the next level right fucking now.
Okay.
So I know what the fuck we dealing with. I don't want to go to the next level and have all this brand new shit after we get married. I don't want that shit, nigga. Okay. I don't need to do all this other shit. If I'm cool with making this money, I'm cool with living in this house, and I'm cool we traveling and we doing all the funky fly shit that we doing, I don't want to change that.
Okay.
Maybe that's my fault, because being in this business, things is always changing. So I deal with that in my workspace. So in my home space, I want my shit to be solidified, my nigga. Like I'm just the type of nigga that if I married a girl that was a former hoe or something like that, I would have this type of relationship with her. Like, well, I get to fuck whatever I want, right? I will work it out with her. That's who I am as a person. I can work anything out if I want to move forward with you. I'll do that. But if I'm going to do this, this is where we parked at.
Okay.
I'm good with that. If you're not good with that, you need to tell me what you need and what you want.
Because our needs change sometimes.
Yeah, it's growing.
What changes? Yeah. Exactly.
Well, we all kind of change. I feel like as you grow, you get older, you care about change.
Your taste buds change.
Yeah,
you
have different experiences.
Look at you, Heineken, you've evolved.
You have epiphanies, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You know how savage I was.
Yeah.
Gigi knows. Jasmine does.
I don't know the
blow. Tell them the real reason why you're not savage no more.
Tell us.
Tell them the real reason.
No.
Nah. Tell me the real reason.
We went to a business meeting at Julon Club. And, you know, Esso was like, yo, you got to change. You're going to fuck up this bag. You're going to fuck up this bag. I'm like, nigga, we good, bro. I've been doing this shit, whatever. And this record exec came up to me and said, Heineken, you still making these celebrities or famous people uncomfortable? I paused and we walked over and Esso was like, do you think that was a good compliment that he gave you? You think we're going to keep fucking making money, jerk off?
You think that's fucking positive, nigga?
Even though it sounded like a positive comment, he said in the music.
That's not what you want to be known for.
Thank you.
And you know, and
look at you evolving, growing.
See?
Growth.
You changing?
Yeah.
Women can change too.
Yeah.
For the better?
Here she goes. Here she goes.
We should be changing.
I like how you snuck that in. But I do respect the evolving and change because I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah. That's a positive thing.
Because I even evolve and change. I've woken up and called him. I told my wife, I told him straight up, yo, listen, I'm different now.
Yeah.
My birthday, I'm this age now, and I'm telling you, I'm fucking different right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel it, so I don't want to be acting funny and y'all think I'm acting funny.
Now
so
y'all know.
Yeah,
I want y'all to know ahead of time.
I'm fucking different right now, straight up.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Saw this on It's On Site. This was a question. A woman said there's nothing wrong with accepting free drinks from a man at the bar while in a relationship.
Oh, then clearly her man's a pimp.
I think that's cap.
Now, like, I want to see as men, and then I'll ask the ladies what y'all think, okay?
That's cap.
So if you're at the bar, a guy offers you a drink, but you're in a relationship or you're married, is it okay to just accept a drink?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromises. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Women can't even accept the fact if a man casually accepts a level of flirting from another woman while he's in a relationship. And now a man's supposed to be, oh, the drink is an introductory to have her mind a little bit at ease. It's an introductory to say, hey, I want to have
conversation.
Yes. Yeah. So what you're saying is I'm allowing other men to put themselves in position
to be able to talk to you,
give a vibe out.
Yeah.
As men, we're predators, we're hunters. We know the game. So we're identifying the fuckery. Come on now. Predators. What are you talking about?
So if you bought a woman a drink, what does that mean to you?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Buying you a drink.
Listen, pussy for men is what provision is for women. You're not going to be with a guy that's just a pure bum. He got, and when I mean bum, is he able to deliver dick, money, interaction?
Dick.
Yeah. How many times you stay with dudes with
wax? We need a dick delivery.
Yeah. Come on, Angela. You had dick niggas deliver dick to you.
Uber dick.
Yeah. We
need Uber dash. That is a business idea. Yeah. Okay. The Uber dick?
There you go.
DoorDash dick. Yo. Yeah. So when she's saying that, she don't respect a man and she wants the privilege to be able to float around with no contestation.
So let me ask you this question then.
What's up?
So if I'm in a relationship and my friend is single and a guy says, let me buy both of y'all a drink, do you accept the drink? Or do you say,
pour that shit on the fucking floor.
That's a good question, though.
It's a great question, Gigi. Don't get it twisted. Especially if it's an expensive
drink.
What
if the woman you're with is a known person?
That's like saying rappers get to fuck groupies and it's
what
okay.
What does that mean? It's he's known.
Yeah. Yeah, Angela, like
they're
going to
fuck you too because you famous. They not scared.
Angela,
you know, I was thinking about scared. This because one the time bottle. I was just talking about this the other
day. The bottle, right?
Yeah. I was at Pergola and this guy sent a bottle over to the table.
Yeah, because he got to make, and you're talking about
it. No, wait. Listen to the story.
There was a guy with me, but he wasn't like my man, but there was a guy
at the table
and another woman. And the guy sends over a bottle and, you know, and the waiter's like, they sent a bottle from over there. And then he came over and was like, I'm just a big fan. I wanted to, you know, send a bottle over. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So what the guys should be
I think that's cool.
No, he should be drinking the bottle.
There's exceptions to every rule.
Taking headshots and be like, he was thank tight. You.
He was like, how you know I'm not your man? Like, he's sending the bottle.
But the guy
no,
the
I understand. He should be drinking it. Straight to the dome,
but
man.
She is, listen.
A public figure.
She's different.
She is a public
figure. You're in the Hall of Fame.
All right? So
fuck.
There are exceptions to every rule. If he comes over and says that in front of you and you're with her, you have to accept that. You got to know who the fuck
you know what
you
signed up for?
Mm-hmm.
What you saying?
You signing up to be with somebody who's on the radio. She's syndicated. She's known. She's
television
popular.
Television star, yeah.
She's famous.
Talk that shit.
Come on.
That makes sense.
That's it. But that's just what it is. So you know what you did.
So is she in an anomaly versus the actual.
She's an anomaly. Uh-huh. Yes, definitely.
Your question is for like a regular girl,
right? If so, that would happen.
No, she said famous. She said, "What if she's famous?"
Okay, now Heineken. What do you feel like when you're dating somebody? Do you have to tell them like things about your past, as far as women that you've been with,
Is it important, necessary?
The problem is, because, you know, I was around all the porn girls and stuff like that. They start measuring themselves against the girls. So they think that they got to do all this extravagant things. And then women start thinking, oh, you're around all these beautiful women. What do you see in me? And I'm like, I've seen these women without makeup. Y'all all look the same.
We do not all look the same.
Wow.
Yes, for the most part.
I see y'all bitches in bonnets with bare faces and bonnets. Y'all all in the same category.
Like, there's this one girl. She's such a big fan of Rihanna, right? And I was yo, you're no different than Rihanna. She's just more famous than you. I'm like, I seen her with no makeup. You look just like her. I'm fucking Rihanna.
Rihanna, don't listen to this nigga.
Yo, you can listen Rihanna to me, shorty.
We don't all feel the same way.
Yes, they do.
Okay, that's his opinion.
So it becomes a certain level of, not insecurity, but concern. And I'm like, so it's like I'm working up on a mountain hill to convince them I'm rocking with you.
How often because you were around a lot of porn stars and vixens, how often did things happen, like, after?
A
lot?
It depends on whatever the vibe was. Most of the time it was work, but it'd be random places, staircases.
Are you being ran through?
Nah.
Ooh.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm like T.D. Jakes. I'm a church nigga, yo.
No, don't compare yourself to T.D. Jakes right now.
Ran through?
I don't know. Just
like, what's a number?
I don't have a number.
No, you have a number.
Like, women know they can hit it.
Yeah, they like, everybody done fucked him.
No.
Community, you know what we call that? We call that a park bench, community property. Mm-mm. Okay? Mm-hmm.
But y'all helped me. I remember Gigi gave me a great compliment on one of the episodes. Oh, I correct. That's a chick you said this about you.
What you say about him?
Something about my bottom lip or some shit.
What about his bottom lip?
I don't remember.
It's a long time
ago. You remember what she said? Tell
us. Something like, you look like you eat pussy very well or something.
Oh,
shit.
I probably didn't say that.
Yeah. Oh, I correct. I was like, keep me coming. Especially in Atlanta.
So that's a yes.
Nah, I'm still. Yo, he'll tell you. There's a bunch
don't
of trash.
Don't put me in there. Do not add me to this match.
No, there was a bunch of trash, and I was like, yo, bro, I'm not this bored. Like, it's not hard.
This bored.
Yo, I'm not that.
You
bored.
Know, because people always say, like, a lot of guys. Sometimes you'll see, like, damn, he fucked her. Like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he like, yeesh.
Do you have those, like...
You better stop as many niggas as these chicks be fucking and they be trash-ass niggas.
I'm not saying that.
Come on.
I'm just saying I do sometimes judge a man by
people that he been with.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah.
Would you want us to judge you by a nigga you been with if we picked
some
the wrong
nigga
one?
I know you picked
some wrong ones.
Which we understand.
All right, so you don't want us to judge you based upon that.
We've
been weak and lusting at times too.
Sometimes people devolve.
Yeah, my vagina involved. You know what I'm saying? This is an evolved pussy.
This is an evolved pussy. Okay.
But that be the thing when you're in this limelight. They start to, like, compare, and they're like, oh, I seen her in this magazine. Even you, like, they're like, oh, I know you're friends with Angela. Yeah, I don't know what you see in her. I'm like, I've never done nothing with her.
Yeah, people say that.
Yeah, like there's girls there are offended by you.
He's not making that up.
Yes.
Damn. You know what? And people do think, I was telling Mano this the other day, because
salute to me.
Yeah, Mano posted like a birthday tribute, and I've known Mano for so long, mm-hmm. right? Clearly nothing's ever happened, but people, there was a whole bunch of comments. I know you fucked her. Y'all been fucking.
Yeah, everybody says that you sucking his dick. Oh, shit, I know she's sucking his dick. That's why he's on the show.
Yep.
I know y'all hurt. Come on,
no,
stop.
I've never heard
no,
that.
No, but in his kind of.
Come on, that shit is on, on, B. Because
I saw him and I was like,
and we know Mano. We know that's not how his vibe is.
I don't know shit. I know Mano, but I don't know no vibe. I'm just saying.
I mean,
you know Mano longer than me. Come on now.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But the truth is that, like, for me, I have guy friends and people, and I've known Mano for probably over 15 years also. And never anything. Like, he's my friend. We talk about stuff, like, we laugh.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is, and I think he's entertaining. I think he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
And why can't I, you know, do things like I want him, I enjoy him on the show. I think he's great at it.
Yeah.
Just like I would think you guys are great. And if there's things I could do that elevate or whatever that help, or you guys can do it for me.
Vice versa.
I don't think that's a bad thing, but people will look at it as like, she's fucking him.
Yes.
She's just, but if it was another guy doing it, then it wouldn't be that way. Like, look, even the two of y'all being cool with each other and working together, if you were, or one of you was a woman,
then people would automatically assume y'all fucking.
But if I was a guy, nobody would say that. You know what I mean? I think it's fucked up.
No, that's a double standard. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what were you saying?
I don't know. Is that a double standard? Because most of them be fucking.
That's not true.
They have fucked, or it's like, come on. If we're going to keep it real, if we're talking about the music business, this world that we're in, people be fucking. They be fucking behind closed. It be shit going down.
It just be a vibe, though.
People be fucking and then they sit on the couch cool with somebody for 15, 16 years.
And fucking up by doing something like that.
Because I told Mano, I was like, FYI, if we was fucking, I wouldn't be fucking with you no more. Because you probably would have did some shit.
Of course.
And we would have fell out.
Yeah. Why did I say like that, though?
Because that's Mano. We would have did some shit and we would have fell out. Because I know him.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So you said you posted a picture.
But he admits who he is.
And it was like, oh my God, Angela Yee. Like, I don't understand why you show her so love.
I got that one because we had a good picture.
Oh, it was. Yeah. I remember that picture.
Oh my God, we didn't know each other that well, but we had took a picture for your birthday. I was at your birthday shit, and we took a good picture. It was phenomenal. Niggas was like, oh, I didn't know you fuck with her like that. I said, fuck with who? Like what?
Right.
Yeah, it's
a picture.
I don't even know. I just met
people
her last
used to do
night.
That when I would be on the Breakfast Club, and if we took a picture, they'd be like, you could tell he's fucking her. Like, I'm like,
how?
It's a whole. It would be crazy.
So you used to read comments, huh?
Well, you can't help Instagram. But see them sometimes.
Yeah, on Instagram.
But I don't like. I'm not the type of person that's going to go through all of them and read everything.
I'm just being clear.
But sometimes
I'm just being clear.
It pops up, and sometimes if it's a post that you know is like an advertisement.
How about this? You had a party at McGrill. I remember Yatsu was there.
I had a little
sip.
And I put the video up. Oh, it was up. It was like, oh, that's what you do. And she's bringing all these girls out and you're going to fuck them all and all this other shit. Optics is a dangerous thing in this industry. And I manipulate it very well.
But listen, do you think that one day you'll get married?
I'll try.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'll try.
He'll try anything once, he said.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's not that I haven't tried, but you know, girls be different. She just said it. They changed their mind. They're
different. Maybe you changed your mind too. We all evolved. You a monk now. Get out of here. You changed. You evolved.
The monk.
Damn, you did say you a monk now. You did say it.
I heard it.
She's paying attention.
Monk means I'm selective.
Yeah, you probably weren't always as selective as you are now.
No, I was always selective.
That's gross.
I don't know.
But it just had a wider spectrum.
Are there women that you would deny having slept with?
Yeah.
Quick. He was quick.
You couldn't even get that question
out. He got a whole list.
No, it's for different reasons.
Like, what would be a reason to deny it?
They're in a relationship. Oh, he said, I'm going to wrap this up fast.
You got time.
They're in a relationship of girls weaponize my name to other dudes to incentivize them to be in a meaningful relationship. So they'd be like, oh, you know, I know Heineken. Oh, shit. Yo, you know my girl. Oh, my God. So he'll buy her a present and some dumb shit. I'm like,
okay,
bitch,
present.
Don't do that shit. Or he'll try to lock her down. So I'll deny it.
Right. So you lie on your dick.
Yeah, to tell him I never had sex. Yeah, that's a good lie.
Yeah, that's a good lie.
Yeah, I've never met her. I never did nothing.
What about, like, if she looks different than she used to?
Or if it was
terrible.
It's
all in the same category.
If it smelled weird or if it was just trash.
Listen. You here's a simple rule.
Smell weird.
No, here's
crazy.
A simple rule. Because
the smell weird is crazy.
Because of all the accusations, I always say it's my fault. If the sex is bad, it was my fault.
Okay.
If I don't know her, it's my fault. This is how I protect myself. She could have done everything wrong. It's still my fault. Okay?
You're like, I don't want no issues.
Yeah, I want no
That's
issues.
That's a politically ladies. Correct answer.
Now, let me ask you, as a married man, do you and your...
You can ask me as just a man.
Do you guys share each other's, like, passwords? And, like, can she look at your phone and answer it and vice versa?
No, she can't look at my phone, but she's gotten in my phone before. She wasn't allowed to. She wasn't allowed to.
She can, but she did.
Welcome to the married life.
You been in her phone?
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't fuck with that. Like,
yeah, I don't like that.
I don't fuck with that. I don't get why even people even do that type of shit because nothing's good really gonna come from it. If you feel like you need to go in my phone, it's something that I'm doing or you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you even have to cross that bridge?
Right. Yeah. And once you get to that point, it's like, We don't trust each other.
That phone shit is very, very delicate to me because I've been the nigga who been violated for their phone many a day. I have women make up, go online, act like they was my wife at the time, and you know how you put make the website and all that, and get my printout and circle numbers. Lie. Yo, I've been through the. I met my wife, I had to tell my wife that.
Yeah, that's creative.
I mean, I had to tell my wife that I had a lot of women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that was just a prerequisite. When I was young, I had a lot of women. I played basketball. I was in the music business, throwing parties. I was in college.
You was always that nigga.
I jumped in the music business very, very young when nobody was doing it. I was throwing parties. I was doing things that nobody was doing. I did a lot of fucking. I did a lot of wild shit. I admit it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like you're glad you did that early and got it over with and now you don't?
You never get it out your system. You give it up.
It never gets old.
You give it up. That's it. You give it up.
Reluctantly.
I'm giving the narcotic up, Tina. I'm letting it go. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
But I love the honesty.
But you never like be like, oh, no, I don't want to menage no more. Oh, my God. I'm done with that. That's dumb.
And this is random. I've never had sex with any of the ladies here. I have to say that.
What?
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Thank you, bro, it goes out of hand.
Neither has SO.
That goes without thing. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
I've done this long enough. I saw her.
What made him sick?
Disclaimer. Like, where'd that come from?
I've been through some fun shit.
For somebody that's watching.
I saw her. She lifted up her foot when you said this word. I'm like, no. She
giggled like you like drama.
No.
I think he likes drama too.
I leave. Yo, it's Ghost, you think he likes drama, Ghost?
Yeah, he likes it.
Yeah, he likes
it. Nigga, I don't answer the phone when y'all annoy me.
He likes that.
About women.
I'm not annoying.
Oh, no. I'd be like this. You're annoying me. Stop. Oh, what you want? Go fuck other niggas. It's easy for me. Go do it.
He doesn't say that. I'm about to.
Yo, I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit, bro. Listen, I'm at an age. I'm not trying to catch no fake stroke.
But you enjoy the drama, though.
Fake stroke.
Nah.
Have you ever done therapy? No, I'm playing.
Oh, it'd be fun.
You know, I think he should.
He should.
Oh, no, it'd be too much.
You too.
We might make that a YouTube show.
Before. Okay.
Huh?
You need to go back.
I did marriage therapy. I did personal therapy. I was younger, I used to be like real mean. I just started talking to people when I started podcasting.
Did marriage therapy help you?
I seen her many a day and never spoke to her. Like, I always chill in the back.
In the cut.
Yeah, until I started to do this and I said, oh shit, I gotta talk to people. I gotta be friendly now.
I would love for you to do some. Y'all should bring a therapist on the show. I'm Bagfield, and
that shit don't make the YouTube move. I'm not interested. I'll be trying to give them we try to give them the good shit, the lawyers, the therapists type of shit. Niggas be like, I don't know.
Y'all need to do therapy. Heineken needs some therapy.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So that dick can evolve.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's evolving.
We need to have a selective dick.
I mean, it depends. You know, I've been blessed to run into a lot of quality women. I know a lot of good looking women.
Look at God.
Yeah. Well, it's thank y'all for coming
it
through.
Really is time.
Lip service.
This was the Lip Service Bag Fuel collaboration.
It's been real.
That we've been talking about doing. And we'll definitely do it again. I appreciate you guys for coming
through,
honestly.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank
again,
you. We had to start the year off with y'all.
With the bang.
Oh,
first episode of the year.
The bang bang.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Southside, we made it.
24.
BK all day.
BK all day.
And shouts out to AT. Where you from?
DC.
Ooh.
They love me in DC. I love DC.
DC been
good. Not anymore. You got to relax.
Why?
Now I'm playing with you.
They love Philly's that old Bay out there,
yes,
too.
Yes, I am from Philly, y'all.
Yeah, I'm from Philly, too.
Oh, Philly
I just
shows.
Live in Atlanta, but I'm from Philly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Come me and your cousin know each other.
Yeah.
Really? What cuss is this?
Come on, man. Stop.
All right, well, let's end it right there.
Yes, y'all, I gotta go. I can't miss this flight.
Okay, it's lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.